Story is, first let me give you an introduction of the Pandavas and the Kauravas. There were two families, okay? Two families. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Okay, so the Pandavas, their parents were Kunti and, who was the father? Pandu, okay? And there was one more mother, Madri. So, Kunti and Madri, they had five sons. Who are they? Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjuna, Sahadev. So, five sons. Right? All of you should know the names. Tell again.
Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjuna, Sahadev.
Five. And the Kauravas, how many they were?
100.
Who was the leader of the Kauravas?
Duryodhan.
Yeah, Duryodhan. So, all of you know these families, right? Is there anyone who has never heard these names before? Don't feel shy. So all of you have heard these names. Huh? All of you have heard these names? So two family. I mean, they are from the same family actually. So this Pandavas and Kauravas. So now I'll tell you about Draupadi. All these past times happened 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago, there was a beautiful queen, Draupadi. She was born to King Drupada. To whom?
Drupada.
Yeah. So this Drupada, he gave, she was so beautiful that he, when she grew up, he had done a sort of challenge. What was the challenge? That only such a person can marry, he had arranged a big Swayamvara. Swayamvara means like you can go and choose your spouse. Spouse or husband, since she's a lady, so you can husband. So many kings throughout, all the kings, as many kings were there, everyone was invited. All the kings. And the full arena, that is the full kingdom, was filled with the kings, they were wearing sparkling crowns, jewels, you know. So just imagine, you know, if this full room was filled with those kings. So all that sparkling was seen. Of those jewels and ornaments they were wearing. All the kings were sitting. Are understanding what I am saying?
Yes.
Who is not understanding? Only he will fidget. So, all the kings were sitting. And then, there the beautiful Draupadi came. So, all, you know, they were just looking at her. She was so beautiful. So, and she was very chaste also, pure. So, everyone was looking at her. But King Drupada, he had arranged a challenge. See, he had done something like this. You know, on the ceiling, there was a golden fish. Okay. And below the golden fish, a revolving wheel was there. And in that wheel, there was a hole. Okay. So the wheel was always, so suppose see, this is the fish and this is the eye of the fish. And here the wheel is revolving. And only for a flash of a second, that hole comes below the eye of the fish. Okay. And just below the ground, there is some water, like a small, you can say a circle or something, a pond of water. So a person who, looking at the water, the reflection of the fish's eye, can shoot the fish's eye. Are you able to understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Looking down, he should shoot the arrow in such a way that the arrow should hit the eye of the fish. Is it easy?
No.
It's very difficult. If a person does that, then he will be married to Draupadi. So many kings came. This Duryodhana, many, you know, they came, they couldn't even touch the bow actually. They thought, I can touch. They came and many kings came. Finally, this Karna came. Karna could immediately remove the bow. But because he was not from the royal family. He was not in the family of born. Actually, that's a different story. He was also one of the Pandavas. But now you do. I'm not going in detail of Mahabharata because I'm leading you towards Bhagavatam. Okay. So this Karna, he could remove the bow, but because he was not from a royal family, he was not accepted. That is why then, and one more thing before I came to this Draupadi's arena, I wanted to tell you that the Duryodhana was so bad that once what he did, he arranged a palace which was made out of wax. And he told his brothers, the Pandavas, Duryodhana said, see now all of you know, Duryodhana, is he good or bad?
Bad.
All of you know that? So Duryodhana, he arranged a beautiful palace made out of wax and he told the Pandavas, I have made a nice palace for you, why don't you come and stay over there? So since Yudhishthir, he was a very kind hearted, he immediately melted, oh my brother has built for me. He did not realize what was in the heart of Duryodhana. So what he did, oh okay, so all the Pandavas along with Kunti Maharani, they went to stay in that palace. But there is a person called Vidura. Tomorrow I will tell you the story, who is Vidura actually. Yeah, but in his previous lifetime, who he was, I will tell you tomorrow. So Vidura, what he was very intelligent, extremely intelligent. Actually, this Pandavas, their father was Pandu, and the father of the Kauravas was?
Pandu.
Of the Kauravas, the blind Dhritarashtra, very good. So, the blind Dhritarashtra was the father of Kauravas. And so this Vidura, he was also born he was also one of the cousins, so he was a chief minister. So he knew that this wax palace will burn all the Pandavas. So he made a trick in which they could escape, but all of them thought that the Pandavas were dead. Am I going too fast?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 I understood the story.
You are able to understand what I am saying?
Yes.
See, basically in two, three steps I tell you. The Duryodhana, because he was very wicked, he wanted somehow to kill the Pandavas and take the kingdom of Hastinapur. So what he did? He built a wax house so that when the Pandavas will, he thought Pandavas will stay there, I'll just put one matchstick. Wax, you know, it will completely, that whole palace will burn fast and all the Pandavas will be burnt along with Kunti Devi. So that was his plan. But since you know Krishna is always there, so he protected them, but no one knew that they were alive. So to the eyes of everybody, the Pandavas were dead. So at that time, what the Pandavas did? So what the Pandavas did? They disguised themselves as Brahmanas. Are you able to understand? Because if they dress up like that and go, then Duryodhana will think, oh, I failed, and then he'll keep on plotting more and more. So that is why they disguised themselves. Means disguise means wearing another clothes. So he was wearing something else. And the Pandavas, they stayed as Brahmanas. Even they came to this arena of Draupadi's wedding. So they were just standing there as Brahmanas. Now all the kings, they couldn't lift the bow. Then Karna could lift, but he was not accepted. Then Arjuna came in the form of a Brahmana. And he came, first he offered his obeisances to the bow. See, always, all these things, you know, you should give respect. Sometimes you have a tendency, you are the kartal is kept, you just keep on playing. You should use, see, all these things which we use for Krishna, they are expansions of Balaram. Mridanga, kartal, harmonium, or anything you use for Krishna, they are expansions of Balaramji. So you should not just play for fun. You should play only when you are using it. Now when you sing, I use it for the service of Krishna. So that's why you should touch like this and take. It's not a playing game. Understood? So these all things are expansions of Balramji. Balramji, that is Ananta Sesha. He expands in all the ways to serve Krishna. So we'll go to that subject afterwards. So where was I? Yeah, so Arjuna came, he offered his obeisances to the bow and then he circumambulated the bow 3 times. Means he did parikrama 3 times. And after that, he removed the bow. Just like, you know, it was very easy for him. And all were stunned, you know, for Brahmana, because normally a Brahmana is not an archer. They were stunned, how come? So he lifted the bow. And then what happened? He took the arrow and he was, for him it was not difficult. He looked in the water and he immediately shooted, and that exact at the eye. It just comes in one flash, you know, just 1 second you can see that eye. So he caught the fish, he hit the golden fish and it fell down, and then Draupadi married Arjuna. So this is how Draupadi married Arjuna. So now all these five Pandavas along with Draupadi, they came to see Kunti. Now as I said, these Pandavas are living a disguised life of Brahmanas. So what they used to do for getting food, they used to go to different, should I continue?
Yes.
So they used to go to different houses to beg for food. Although they were Pandavas, but still, since at that moment they were disguised as the Brahmanas, they used to go to beg to everyone's house. And when the collection was, when the day's collection was over, they would first come and give it to Kunti Devi. So that day what happened, they thought we'll do a surprise to Kunti Devi. So what they did, they all came outside and Arjuna told, Kunti Devi was busy in doing some course inside. So he said, Arjuna said, see, Ma, I've got such a nice gift today. Such a nice, this thing. What to say, you can say gift or something. Every day whatever they used to bring together, that. So she thought maybe like every day they have got some offerings from all of them, whatever they have, bhiksha. He said, see what a good bhiksha I have got. So then she thought maybe it is like every day. She said, share with among yourselves. So Draupadi is not a bhiksha, but because Kunti, whatever Kunti used to say, that was obeyed by everyone. See, the Pandavas were the best children, you know. They always obeyed their mother. Okay, always. So Kunti Devi, she just came outside and she saw this beautiful Draupadi. She said, what is this? Why did you say her bhiksha? But since she has told that you have to share amongst themselves, so she became a wife of five husbands. Then her father, who was her father? Drupad. Yeah. So Drupada thought, are, how can my daughter marry five husbands? So then he was little upset. But in some places it is so Lord Krishna himself came and pacified. But in some places it said Srila Vyasadeva, who is the author of Mahabharata. He came and he told, he knows the past, the present and the future. He is the author of Mahabharata. So he came and told that in the previous life, Draupadi, she was meditating on Lord Shiva. She was doing lots of penances and she prayed to Shiva that, she said five times, I want a husband. She said one with each quality, one for righteousness, one with strong ability, one a good archer, one is handsome husband and another is patient husband. So all these five qualities were there in the five Pandavas. Yudhishthir was famous for his righteousness. Then Bhima for being strong. There was no one stronger than Bhima. And Arjuna, the best archer. And Nakula, he was the most handsome person. And Sahadev was patient. So these five husbands had different qualities. That is why, because in a previous life she asked Lord Shiva, five times I want a husband. I mean, she said the qualities in such a way, so five times husband, so five husbands in next lifetime. So you have to be very careful when you ask Krishna anything. Okay. So this is how she got five husbands. So because Vyasadeva convinced, Drupada was convinced. So now Draupadi got married to five husbands. Now there was a person, should I continue?
Yes.
Not tired?
No.
There was another person called Jayadrath. He was also a wicked person. He was not a nice person. So Jayadrath, he was angry because many kings did not get the hand of Draupadi because they all had come but they couldn't lift that bow, so they could not marry Draupadi. But this Jayadrath was very much behind Draupadi. So what he did, once, you know, he was just passing by. Actually, it was his marriage procession. But still, when he was passing by, he saw Draupadi. Still, he was so wicked. You should never look at a wife of another man. Okay, that is very bad. The same way, the girl should not look at a husband of a different woman. Okay, but this Jayadrath was so wicked that, you know, he wanted to still marry Draupadi. Also, she was married to five husbands. That is so bad. So one day what happened, she was alone. Now again, you know, since after this they went for the forest in Mahabharata, due to some, they had this gambling match in which they lost, and then in that, you know, they had to go for exile for many years. So that time, this what happened? This Jayadrath, he saw Draupadi Monday. So what he did? She was all alone on that day. So he caught her, and he was using all his wrong notions on her. But at that time, the Pandavas came to know, and Arjuna and Bhima, they came and they captured him. So he was, when Arjuna and Bhima are there, no one can stand in front of them, right? So Jayadrath was defeated. But now Bhima was so angry for he caught Draupadi. So what did he do? He just took his gada, and he was just going to kill him. At that time, Yudhishthira stopped him. What did he say? Since he is the brother, he is the husband of Dushala. Dushala is the sister of Duryodhana. Are you getting confused?
No.
Dushala is the sister of Duryodhana and Jayadrath was the husband of Dushala. So that is why if Jayadrath is killed, then she will become a widow. That is why we should not, see, Yudhishthira was such a kind hearted fellow, he will see that no one is hurt. Are you able to understand or should I repeat once more? Whatever.
No, understand.
Understood? Okay. So then this is how, and should I continue?
Yes.
So Dushala, Jayadrath, so they all decided we'll give him a punishment. And what was the punishment? That they cut his hair completely, not completely also. You know, they left locks of hair, you know, 5 locks, year one. How odd it looks, no? See, either you should cut it nicely, boy cut, or completely cut, bald completely, full, remove all your hair. Just, you know, year, 5 locks of hair, it looks so ugly, right? But, because see, he had to be punished, because he had done a wrong act. You should never touch a woman of another husband. So, this Jayadrath, he had been punished that way, and not only that, he became a slave. You know what is a slave? Servant. So he was treated as a servant of the Pandavas, and then they showed him to different kings that see, this is our slave. So this is how, you know, Jayadrath was very insulted. What happens? Immediately angry. That is why you should never get angry, you know, otherwise we do end up doing all bad things. So then Jayadrath, what did he do? He immediately went to the Himalayas. And he started meditating on Lord Shiva. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. He started meditating. See, the demons, you know, all the demonic tendencies who have, no? They always meditate on the Lord Shiva. They'll meditate to such an extent. Then when the Lord Shiva comes, he'll ask, I want to destroy someone. Or, I should not die. All this only they will do. So this Jayadrath, he prayed to, he prayed in so much, Lord Shiva came in front of him. And then he said, what do you want? So he said that I want to defeat the Pandavas. So Lord Shiva said, I cannot give you that boon. It is not within my hands. I cannot give you that boon. So you ask, so I can maximum give you 2 boons. What is that? If in the war, anyway, it was, the war was for sure. So in the war, when the Pandavas are without Arjuna, at that time you can control them completely. You can stop them for a long time. And another boon is that if your head is cut and if it falls down, yeah, wherever it falls down, the due to whichever person, are you able to understand?
Yes.
If the head is cut, yeah, yeah. So, you want to continue?
Yes, yes.
No, no, you want to, so the head, if the head is cut and if it is put, if it falls down due to a person, that person's head will be broke, will be shattered into 7 pieces. Are you able to understand?
Yes.
Should I continue?
Yes.
So, now this was the 2 boons Jayadrath got. But he was not so happy about it. But anyway, he was just satisfied. And then he went and finally the war was going to be held. Although Krishna and the Pandavas tried their best, they didn't want the Mahabharata war to happen. But Duryodhana, you know, in the end, the Pandava said, okay, just give us 5 cities. So that, you know, because they are Kshatriyas. So they have to rule. Can you please keep quiet? Even if you don't understand, even if you listen to these stories, you are listening to stories of Krishna. So, this, where was that?
Five cities
they asked because they were Kshatriyas. But Duryodhana, he was so wicked, he said, even you know this pin, if you put a pin, how much space will it occupy? That much also I will not give you, he said. Then the war had to be held because he was very wicked. So then in the war, there are many pastimes in the war, but I'll tell you this Jayadath pastime now. What happened is Abhimanyu, in the pastime where Abhimanyu was caught by the great generals. Abhimanyu was the son of Arjuna. Abhimanyu was a small boy as such, but Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Abhimanyu, he was caught by those great generals. At that time, Arjuna was somewhere else fighting with someone. That time only these four Pandavas were alone. So what was the boon Jayadrath got? That he can handle them completely, control them. So what Jayadrath did, he controlled these four Pandavas, who Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakula and Sahadev, in such a way that no, they couldn't go to protect Abhimanyu. That is why Abhimanyu, although he was alone person, he was fighting with, you know, so many generals, Bhishma, Dronacharya, then Duryodhana, so many others, Kripacharya, all of them, they killed one boy, Abhimanyu, who was the son of Arjuna. Just imagine, son of Arjuna is not less. So Abhimanyu was killed only because Jayadrath holded those four Pandavas. So that day Arjuna, he made a vow. You know what is a vow? A promise, an oath. That tomorrow before sunset, if I don't kill Jayadrath, I will burn myself. I will fall into fire. So this was the oath made by Arjuna. Now the Pandava, this the Kauravas, he thought very good. What he will do? Somehow tomorrow we'll protect Jayadrath so that tomorrow if Arjuna dies, then the other four Pandavas, he will just finish. So you know they made good. They made three huge armies. It's called Vyuha. Three Vyuha. One is Padma Vyuha. I forget the other two. So three Vyuhas of armies. So when Arjuna came to fight, one big army was there. He somehow, you know, when Arjuna used to shoot an arrow, that arrow, it used to multiply into hundreds of arrows. And it could shoot all the soldiers. So this way, one full Vyuha was destroyed by Arjuna. Then he went to the next Vyuha. That is the Padma Vyuha. So that, the leader of that Vyuha was Dronacharya, his own guru. But he killed all the soldiers. But he saw his guru, he said, he just smiled and he went away. Because he will never kill his guru, right? So he just smiled and Dronacharya was trying to, you know, put arrows on him. But still, Arjuna, he just went to the next Vyuha. The next Vyuha he knew. All Duryodhana, Ashwatthama, all those people will be there, Bhishma and all. So he went to that Vyuha. At that time, when he was fighting, it was almost becoming to sunset. Was coming, it was going to become evening. So do you think Krishna will keep quiet?
No.
So what Krishna did? He removed his Sudarshan disc. And with the Sudarshan disc, you know, all the Kauravas were very happy now because they were protecting Jayadrath like anything. All, you know, Jayadrath was very behind. All these Kauravas were there. And they were protecting him so nicely. Sunset means Arjuna is going to go. So that is why they protected him so nicely. But this Arjuna, Krishna saw that it is becoming evening. So what he did, he removed his Sudarshan disc and he covered the sun in such a way that it became dark completely. So they thought sunset was over. All the Kauravas, he started jumping up and down. Oh, we have victory, we have won. And you know, at that time, immediately Krishna removed his Sudarshan disc. It was not sunset and Arjuna threw an arrow on Jayadrath. But he has one more boon. Whoever puts the head down of Jayadrath, that person's head will be broken into 7 pieces. So will Krishna allow that? No. So what Arjuna did, he used such a mantra to take that face of Jayadrath and it went straight to the lap of Jayadrath's father, who was meditating in one place. He was, I forget the name. He was going and he was meditating over there. So the face went and it fell in along with the arrow. Then only the face with the arrow, it went and fell in the lap of the father of Jayadrath. And Jayadrath, the father thought, what is this? He immediately put the face, he took the face and he put it down. What happens? 7 pieces. So this is how Jayadrath and his father, both were killed. So that is why if you ask for a bad boon, imagine the whole family is destroyed. So never, you should never wish for bad of others. Always wish, oh Krishna, please help that child. Because, or oh Krishna, please help, he's suffering. So then Krishna loves you. So this is how Jayadratha was killed. For today, I end the story here.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.